30 years ago, when I was just starting to feel my way into the golf business, I flew out to Oregon with Steve Lesnick, the president of Kemper Sports. I found a piece of oceanfront property that looked to me like an ideal site for a golf course, and I wanted Steve's opinion before going all in. Even though we didn't have a formal business agreement, I was counting on him to steer me through the development process. We drove to the property in a downpour. Wind rocked the car, and the windshield wipers could hardly keep up with the sheets of rain. Finally, we left the highway and turned onto a small lane that led us through a meadow and right out to the edge of the Pacific Ocean. Big waves were crashing on the rocks, and a gust of wind nearly ripped off the door when Steve tried to get out of the car. No one, including me, foresaw at the time how deeply Bandon Dunes would tap into an appetite for a different kind of golf. I knew that I loved Lynx golf, and I suspected that there were others, like me, increasingly disenchanted with the kind of golf that was served up to the American public. Long, difficult championship courses, as Jack Nicklaus said, the emptiest phrase in golf. Forgettable, formulaic design. Fairways lined with houses. Golf carts on paved paths that made you feel like a token in a giant board game. Lush, overwatered fairways. Pretentious clubhouses. Name-brand architects, signature holes, man-made lakes with fountains. Flower beds, with the name of the course spelled out in pansies and begonias. A pervasive air of commercialism. That was the prevailing model, and I was determined to do everything differently at Bandon Dunes. My goal was to get back to a simpler, purer game. To golf, that still felt like an outdoor adventure. When golfing, you want to be alone with nature, C.B. McDonald wrote a century ago, and the location for my course was wild and beautiful. On high bluffs overlooking the Pacific. No carts, cart paths, or real estate. At Bandon Dunes, golf would be what it had always been, a walking game. You could carry your own bag, pull your own cart, or take a caddy, but you had to walk. The architect I hired was an unknown who said, "My strongest qualification in those days was probably my Scottish accent." The courses, there was soon a second course, Pacific Dunes, had firm, fast-playing conditions. The clubhouse was modest and intimate, and the landscaping consisted mostly of gorse, shore pines, beech grass, and bunkers that had been sculpted by the wind. We described the golf at Bandon Dunes in several different ways, as dream golf, as throwback golf, as American Lynx. I'd always been aware that it was risky to try to transplant Lynx golf to this country. You couldn't just roll up an ancient Scottish Lynx like a length of sod and unroll it in a new location thousands of miles away. Somehow, Bandon Dunes had to combine the ancient and modern. Golf is a game deeply rooted in tradition. We had to find out how to preserve its rituals, its character, and its customs in a new setting. I say that as though we set about this task with a deliberate plan, but in the early days, the focus was on trying to get a golf operation to run smoothly. We were overwhelmed by the initial response to the resort, and it was clear that the allure of Bandon Dunes encompassed more than golf. My original partner, Howard McKee, wasn't a golfer. An architect and land planner, he approached his work as an exercise in placemaking. In his view, golf was a part of a larger endeavor to create a spot that drew upon the location's natural and cultural resources to encourage health, contentment, and well-being. Before authenticity became a buzzword, Howard was driven to create a place that was one with its environment. He used local materials in building and design, cited structures so they harmonized with the landscape, and integrated the buildings into an overall design that had the comforting scale and intimacy of a village. In short, Bandon Dunes evolved into its own kind of resort, where the most traditional form of the game, walking golf on a links course, acquired a fresh, local personality.